You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls. Good morning to each and every one of you. It is a Friday morning. So what do we say? TGIF, of course we do. Yes, thank God it's Friday. It is the 6th of January, and of course we're well into the year 2023, aren't we? Let's take a look at some of the things relevant to the date, the 6th of January. And we're going to start off with Armed Forces Day today being recognised or celebrated in Iraq. Now, Christmas is in its last throes, I guess it must be. It says here, Christmas in Armenian Apostolic Church. Christmas Eve in Russia, that's right, they've got a the ceasefire today. Christmas Eve in Ukraine, Christmas Eve, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Christmas Eve in North Macedonia as well. Now, it is the Epiphany, or Three Kings Day. This is in Western Christianity, or Theophany, in Eastern Christianity, and its related observances, things like Bifana Day in Italy, Little Christmas in Ireland, Pretan Adin in Iceland, and last but not least today, we've got a thing here called Pathet Lao Day, and this is being celebrated in Laos.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's okay in the day, I'm staying busy, tied up enough so I don't have to wonder where is he. Got so sick of crying, so just lately, when I catch myself, I do a 180. I stay up, clean the house. That everyone gets just disappears soon as the sun sets. He's piercing my dreams, seizing my thoughts. He floods me with dread. Something solo, he swims in my. He comes to me,
That's what we want to hear, is it, first thing in the morning? I'm alive. Comes from Electric Light Orchestra, and bring us in this morning, Amy Winehouse, of course, and Wake Up Alone. And you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. It is a Friday, so it's mainly music today. We'll be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. We'll look at some of the international news headlines and some business headlines at the bottom of the hour. That's going to be at 7.30, 8 and 9 o'clock, of course, some local news for you as well. Plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock. And we're going to continue with Mr. Billy Joel, Keeping the Faith.
Seems like I've been lost, and let's remember, you think I'm feeling older and missing my younger days. Oh, then you should have known me much better, 'cause my past is something that never got in my way. Oh, no. Still, I would not be here now if I never had the hunger. And I'm not ashamed to say the wild boys were my friends. Oh, 'cause I never felt the desire to let music set me on fire. Then I was saved, yeah. That's why I'm keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith. A warm matador, stony flag, brothers had him with a Cuban heel. Iridescent socks with the same color shirt and a tight pair of chinos. Oh, I put on my shark skin jacket, you know, the kind with the velvet collar and fitted up shades. Oh, yeah. Took a fresh pack of Lucky's and a mint called Sensen. My old man's Trojans and his old Spice Appliche. Oh, comb my hair in a pompadour like the rest. Romeo's War, a permanent wave, yeah. We were keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith. You can get just so much from the good things. You can linger too long in your dreams. Say goodbye to the old. The good old days weren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. Learn stickball as a formal education. Lost a lot of fights, but it taught me how to lose. Okay. Oh, I heard about sex, but not enough. I found you could dance and still look tough anyway. Oh, yes, I did. I found that a man ain't just being macho. An awful lot of late night driving food. Drank a lot of take home pay. I thought I was the Duke of Earl when I made it with a red haired girl in the Chevrolet. Oh, yeah. We were keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 yeah. Keeping the faith. My reasons for the whole revival. Now I'm going outside to have an ice cold beer in the shade. Oh, I'm gonna listen to my 45s. Ain't it wonderful to be alive when the rock and roll plays? Yeah, when the memories fade.
Keeping the faith. Yes, I. You know I'm keeping the faith. Oh, yes, I. You know I'm keeping the faith. Oh, you It's the Billy Joel, and he's keeping the faith this morning. We're 40 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, making our way down towards our shower song for this morning. And quite a good one for you, if you like a little bit of a medley. Let's see what else we've got lined up for you today. So we've got Ingrid and our freaky fun facts for Friday. And I don't know, we might just have a little game for the fun of it. Let's sort of do one of those guess the intro games this morning. No prizes, just getting you involved, that's all. Getting you involved, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get you ready right now for the rest of your day, get you all spruced up and clean. Long weekend, don't forget, by the way. Yes, indeed it is. We've got we'll be back with you on Tuesday next week. Oh, so much to look forward to. This is the Gypsy Kings medley in the shower with you this morning. Hope you're going to enjoy this.
Se marea dolores, cuando se quema el amor, cuando se inmala su vela, cuando se inmala dolores, cuando se inmala dolores, cuando se inmala dolores, cuando se inmala su vela, cuando se inmala dolores. Baila, 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 esta rumba tan gitana, que yo siempre cantaré. We'll be right back.
I don't know about you, I needed that. Oh, that's better. Right, get out of the shower and say on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. Just sit back and relax. If you're in your cars, make your way into town. I think the traffic's still not back to its horrendous self because of, well, the hot school children are on holiday, aren't they, till March, which always gives us a bit of a respite. But anyway, just sit back and relax. If you are in the traffic, by the way, and you feel it's something we should know about, an accident or traffic jams or whatever, big potholes, we can talk about those as well. just drop us a line, why don't you, on our WhatsApp, 677-188-22, 677-188-22, and you could be our eyes on the road out there, couldn't you? That's our WhatsApp number, and don't do it yourself if you're driving, unless, of course, you are actually sort of stopped in the traffic. Do let us know. You can be our eyes out there in the road, our eyes on the road, that's where you could be.
Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
So those two came from Mr. Eric Clapton, and that was Take a Chance on Me. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band there in Hollywood Nights. Time on The Breakfast Show, time for us to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it's great to be with you. It is a Friday morning, boys and girls. TGIF, if you've just joined us, it's Friday, the 6th of January. Look at some of the international news and international business for this morning. The Republican Kevin McCarthy's perilous quest to become Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives entered the fourth day on Friday with a scale of congressional dysfunction not seen since before the U.S. Civil War. More countries around the world are demanding that visitors from China take COVID tests days before it drops border controls and ushers in an eagerly awaited return to travel for a population that has been largely stuck at home for 3 years. A unilateral ceasefire in Ukraine declared by Russian President Vladimir Putin officially came into force on Friday, but the hours leading up to the truce saw renewed fighting, with Kiev rejecting the move as a trick. Russia's Channel 1 state television said that the ceasefire began at noon Moscow time along the entire line of contact in the conflict. A United States warship sailed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait on Thursday, part of what the United States military calls routine activity, but which has, of course, riled China. In recent years, U.S. warships and, on occasion, those from allied nations such as Britain and Canada have sailed through the strait, drawing the ire of China, which claims Taiwan against the objections of its democratically elected government. Mexican security forces captured on Thursday drug cartel leader Ovidio Guzman, a son of jailed kingpin Joaquim El Chapo Guzman, triggering a wave of violence ahead of a visit by U.S. President Joe Biden next week. And TikTok has stopped in hiring process for consultants that would help it implement a potential security agreement with the United States, according to two people familiar with the matter, as opposition to such a deal among U.S. officials grows. TikTok, a short video app owned by Chinese technology conglomerate ByteDance, has been seeking to assure Washington for the last 3 years that the personal data of U.S. citizens cannot be accessed and its content cannot be manipulated by China's Communist Party or any other entity under Beijing's influence. On the other hand, hackers stole the email addresses of more than 200 million Twitter users and posted them on an online hacking forum, a security research said on Wednesday. The breach will unfortunately lead to a lot of hacking, targeting, phishing and doxing. Alon Gal, co-founder of Israeli cybersecurity monitoring firm Hudson Rock, wrote on LinkedIn. He called it one of the most significant leaks I've seen. The dollar held near an almost one-month high on Friday after U.S. economic data highlighted a still tight labor market that could keep the Federal Reserve on its aggressive rate hike path. The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits dropped to a three-month low last week, while layoffs fell 43% in December, data on Thursday has shown. The Fed is at loggerheads with markets betting on rate cuts at the end of the year. And Asia's bullishness about a recovery in China is increasingly at odds with global sentiment. The MSCI Asia ex-Japan index hit a four-month high on Friday, while Wall Street indices test recent lows. The dollar is refusing to fall. European inflation data on Friday can set the stage for U.S. jobs data due later in the day, as the figures can offer the latest state of play for consumer prices in the economy. And lastly, but not least, as you probably have realized, the surge in the cost of most food commodities last year, as a disruption caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine raised concerns of shortages and sent the UN Food Agency's average price index to the highest level ever on record. So there we go. Some of the international news for you and some of the international business as well. Breakfast show time. We're almost exactly 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
We'll be right back.
McCartney together with the Wings there and Silly Love Songs. We are 18 and a half minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Some quick breakfast show good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou and Yvette, and also a very good morning this morning to Mandy. Mandy used to be at Cool FM a few years ago. Lovely to hear from you, Mandy. Hope you're keeping well. You're looking good.
Let's go. Huff said.
Yeah, there you go. Huff said. Well, great ending. There we are, Vanessa Williams there, and running back to you. Now, this is purely, seriously, this is purely by coincidence, because the good lady and myself last night had a conversation about this. It's another rip-off. Alex just sent me a tweet by, see, I've got it here. It was a tweet by Gerardo Pesantes. Good morning to you, Gerardo, if you're listening. And I said, seriously, my wife and I had a conversation about this last night, because we were talking just about the access key to open a gate to get in and out of our building, and how ridiculous basically the price is that they want to charge when we need another one, another key, say, for somebody. And I think it was about, I'm not sure, about the, say, for argument's sake, $100. But then we got on to the conversation about how much it costs you to replace the remote for your car. And Gerardo posted this. It's Ricardo Paris SA, almost $700 to replace just one key on a 2008 Prado. Damn. Thanks, Toyota, but I got a case and made a copy using the original sensor. So thanks a lot for the information. I didn't even spend $30 for the two spare keys. I mean, I know this by buying spares for my own car through the dealer. I have a Land Rover, an old one, 13 years old, love it, not changing it. But the cost of the spares from the dealer are absolutely incredible. Because remember, a few years ago, I think the last year or the year before, do you remember, they quoted me $3,000 for an alternator for my car. And I got one direct, I think it was from Bosch or one of those companies, that well-known company, for $350. Specifically for my vehicle. I mean, please, 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 do stop, you know. It's incredible. So, I mean, my car, as I said, 13 years old. I buy my spares off online. In fact, I buy my spares from a Land Rover, somebody who gets the actual parts from Land Rover in the States for me, way less than you can get it for the agency, and it's worth shopping around. I don't know why. I don't know why they do it to us, but they do. There we go. That is Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine, Let It Loose. I'm just looking at a reply here to that tweet by Gerardo. This was a reply. It was from Carlos Enrique. And he says here, I quote, there is no consumer protection office. These car dealerships are untouchable. Their prices in pieces are from another world, and the newest auto parts, 2020 to 2023, well, you have to wait several months for them. And that's why the 3, 5, and 7 year maintenance guarantee does not make sense. So there we go. You can always go and see our friends at Valley Motors, you know. I tell you, they're doing all my work on my car, and they're the only people I trust with it. And they always do a great job. And what is more, here's another example. I had my ABS pump failed. Now, the ABS pump is a big piece of kit because it's got like a solid steel piece because of the pressure involved. And all the sort of pipes to the wheels come out from this solid steel block. And then you've got the pump and everything attached to it. Again, yes, another. They must have a sort of benchmark, another $3,000 part. Even getting it from my people up in the States to give me the genuine Land Rover parts, it was going to be around about, I think, about $1,200, $1,500. And then Alessio Valley Motors called me and says, don't worry, Jerry. He says, I've got one completely refurbished. It'll be here in about a week, $600. Shop around. If your car's out of guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. ZZ Top. I got the message. Did you? We're 6 minutes away from the top of the hour. Local news, of course, at 8 and 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
Don't forget, coming up, we got our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid and Yasmin. Last hour, we'll be looking at what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it. And also, she'll no doubt be looking to see if we got anybody born on this day in music. And let me see, what is it? Oh, it is Friday, and we're bringing it back today. We've got Pedro Mandinga time in the last hour as well, probably around about, 9:15, something like that.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent a Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And absolutely, 11 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I tell you what, let's get this in quick because I think she wants to get on with the rest of her day. Good morning to Anita. Hello, Anita. Good morning to you. Happy birthday to you. Yes, it's Anita's birthday day because she's a regular here on the breakfast show. American Association, yes, she's involved in all that as well. And, of course, over at the
the, what was the Wyndham? It's now, I think it's the, I think, yes, is it a Marriott now? Yeah, it's a Marriott now, yes. So anyway, Anita, happy birthday to you, and we're going to give you one of these.
Birthday you will never forget with your favorite DJ.
A very happy birthday to Anita. She just said to me, I'm everybody's baby. Of course she is. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go back in time and we're going to do three in a row. We're going to start off with the Three Dog Night and Black and White.
The whole world moves upon the side. dreaming. I'm always dreaming. Dreaming. Love will be mine. Searching. I'm always searching. Hoping. Someday I'll find someone. Someone to love me. Someone who needs me. But until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming. Keep right on dreaming. Dreaming. Till my dreaming comes true. Dreaming, I'm always dreaming. Dreaming, love will be mine. Searching, I'm always searching. Hoping, someday I'll find someone, someone to love me. Oh, someone who needs me. But until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming. Keep right on dreaming. Dreaming. Till my dreaming comes true.
there we go. Yes, that last one, I must admit, is a remake. That's Cliff Richard and the Shadows and Young Ones coming off of an album they brought out, which was called Reunited. Before that, it was Johnny Burnett and Dreaming. And as I say, we started off with Three Dog Night and Black and White. Time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, I think we'll go and see if we can see Ingrid's up to, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's here. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I just can't get over Christmas. I really have to say it's something I want to still keep talking about because I understand tomorrow, January 6th, is another important day in the Christmas tradition. So we're going to do some Christmas fun facts after. Number one, Christmas wasn't always on December 25th. While Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, the actual date of the big event is lost to history. There's no mention of December 25th in the Bible, and many historians say Jesus was most likely born in the spring. Some historians post that the date was originally chosen because it coincided with the pagan festival of Saturnalia, which honored the agricultural god Saturn, celebrating and gift-giving. Number two, Christians have both Christian and pagan origins. Christians may have grown up learning that we give gifts at Christmas to mimic the presents that these three wise men brought to the baby Jesus. But like so many other traditions, that also has its root in Saturnalia. The pagans originally gave offerings to the gods too. Number three, evergreens are an ancient tradition. The tradition of Christmas trees goes all the way back to the ancient Egyptians and Romans, who decorated using evergreens during the winter solstice to signify the spring would return. So if you deck your halls with a green tree, wreath, or evergreen garland, you're honoring history. Number four, you can thank Prince Albert for your Christmas tree. Did you know you brew a cup of tea when trimming your tree this year to pay homage to its origins? When Prince Albert of Germany got a tree for his new wife, Queen Victoria of England, the tradition really took off across the pond. A drawing of the couples in front of the Christmas tree appeared in Illustrated London News in 1848. To use modern parlance, the idea went viral. Number five, St. Nick's was more generous than jolly. You probably already knew that the idea of Santa Claus came from St. Nicholas. The saint wasn't really a bearded man who wore a red suit that looked much like, but that became much later. In the 4th century, the Christian bishop gave away his large inheritance to the poor and rescued women from servitude. In Dutch, his name is Sinterklaas, which later morphed into Santa Claus in English. Number six, the Dutch gave us the idea to leave cookies and milk. If your kids leave Santa a little snack, or if I leave it, it's not just kids, but anybody who leaves him a little snack to keep him sated on his journey, thank the Dutch. On St. Nicholas' feast day on December 6th, Dutch children leave him food and drink in exchange for the gifts he leaves overnight. Number seven, Coca-Cola played a part in Santa's image. Yeah, he did. Before Coca-Cola decided to use his image for advertising, Santa looks tended more towards the spooky than jolly. In 1931, the beverage company hired an illustrator named Habdum Sundblom to depict the jolly old elf for magazine ads. Now kids see his vision of sugar plums instead of having Santa-themed nightmares. Yeah, thank goodness. Hanging stockings started by accident. Legend has it we hang stockings by the chimney with care thanks to the poor man who didn't have enough money for his three daughters' dowries. Generous old Saint Nick dropped a bag of gold down their chimney one night after the girls had hung their freshly washed stockings there to dry. That's where the gold ended up. Then the tradition stuck. Good deal. Number nine, Rudolph was a marketing ploy. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer first appeared in 1939 when the Montgomery Ward department store asked if its copywriter to create a Christmas story for the kids that the store could distribute as a promotion. That adorable movie featuring the Island of Misfit Toys and Herbie the Elf hit the airwaves and our hearts in 1964. And Black Friday is not the busiest shopping day. Black Friday or the day after Thanksgiving certainly seems a lot of shoppers headed to the mall, but we must be a nation of procrastinators because most hectic days of the year are actually the Friday and Saturday before Christmas. So this year, plan ahead if you don't want to battle for the crowds. Number 11, the eight tiny reindeers had lots of names. Rudolph was the most, was named Rollo or Reginald, which doesn't quite have the same ring to it. Reginald, the red nose, right? No, it didn't work. But his crew also had a lot of other names. They've also been called Flossy, Glossy, Racer, Prancer, Scratcher, Freckless, Ready, Steady, and Fireball. None of those seem to stick. Number 12, Christmas wreaths are religious symbols. The Christmas wreath was originally as a symbol of Christ. The holy represents the crown of thorns Jesus wore at his crucifixion and the red berries for the bloody shit. And then you see the wreath this holiday, you remember what that reason is for the season. Okay. Number 13. Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song. Turns out we started dashing through the snow for an entirely different holiday. James Lord Pierpont wrote the song called One Horse Open Sleigh for his church Thanksgiving concert in the mid-19th century. Then in 1857, the song was re-released under the title we all know and love today, and it's still one of the most popular Christmas songs. Did you know, number 14, astronauts broadcast jingle bells from space. Many of us have done a prank that almost went too far. 9 days before Christmas in 1965, two astronauts aboard the Gemini 6 told Mission Control that they saw an unidentified flying object about to enter Earth's atmosphere, traveling to the polar orbit from north to south. Just as things got tense, they interrupted the broadcast with jingle bells as Wally Shearer played a small harmonica accompanied by Tom Stafford shaking a handful of small sleigh bells. Yeah, how'd he get it? Never mind. Number 15, Silent Night is the most recorded song. We all know the same few handfuls of Christmas songs that play at stores on the radio at loop all season long, and they keep starting earlier and earlier. One of them has been adapted more than others. Silent Night earns that title as the most recorded Christmas song in history. It has had more than 733 different versions copyrighted since 1978. Oh, it's just getting better. Did you know settlers created the first American eggnog? The Jamestown settlers created the first American batch of eggnog, although it likely bore little resemblance to today's comforting tippler. The word nog comes from the word grog, or any other drink made with rum. An early nog didn't have the rich milky base we now ladle out of Grandma's cut crystal punch bowl. Let's get a couple more and then we'll be done. 18. Christmas decorations send nearly 15,000 people to the ER. If you've ever watched Clark Griswold decorate his house in Christmas Vacation, that stat doesn't shock you. In fact, the Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates that 14,700 people visit the hospital emergency room each November and December from holiday-related decorating accidents. So please, be careful when you're putting up the holly and ivy, and be careful taking it down, which most of you will probably be doing tomorrow. Number 19, Santa has his own Canadian postal code. Every year, letters to Santa flood the post office across the world, cementing their reputation to some of the nicest people ever. Some big-hearted Canadian post office workers started writing back. As the program took off, they set up a special postcode for Santa as part of Santa's letter writing program initiative. H-O-H-O-H-O. And the last one, number 20. Dry Christmas trees spark more than joy. Neglected, dried-out Christmas trees spark about 100 fires in the United States each year, causing an average of 10 deaths and resulting in $15.7 million in property damage. The Consumer Product Safety Commission reported, not only will an errant spark ruin your holiday, it can also put residents and responding firefighters in danger. So tomorrow, today, yesterday, whatever day you want, you take your tree down, just be careful, because you don't want to hurt yourself or your family. Well, that's all the Christmas fun I have for you. I know it's January 6th, but I was told that that's when I was allowed to. We put up one little tree in El Valle, and that's the day I can take it down. So today, we can take the tree down. So all of you who had a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year, Happy Hugamanay, and I wish you all a very healthy and prosperous new year, as Jerry said. The first word is healthy, and I wish that to all of you. All right, until next week, back to you in the studio.
Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind.
and say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting suns before they fall. Echo to you, that's all, that's all. But you'll see lonely sunsets after all.
And there's Mr. Roy Orbison, and it's over. Big thanks to Ingrid. Some more Christmas facts there, because today, when we opened the program, we did mention that Christmas is still being celebrated in a few places, especially on this date. Good morning to Renee. Renee there in Athens, in Greece. She sent me some great pictures. She's drinking an ice-cold beer this morning, which is rather nice, because it's afternoon over there. She can do that. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know. Says having a cold one after touring around Athens, listening to some live Greek music. And she sent me some lovely pictures of Athens as well, which I can't sadly show you. And she's got another half-empty beer glass for later. And she goes, "Oopa!" Well, funny enough, that's one of Lala the Parrot's expressions. "Oopa!" she says. Also, let's say a very good morning to Melvin. Melvin dropped me a note on my website this morning, and he says, let me see, no, that was yesterday, it's all changed, hang on. Blessings to you, Jerry, Happy New Year. That's Marvin from Murphy's California Kitchen over there. He said, "I'm tuned in. If I could get a request, please. It's FKJ and, it's FKJ and Mesigo, and it's called..." Is called Toho, I think. T-A-D-O-W. Tado, perhaps. Or Tadao. Anyway, it's a nice piece of music. Anyway, nice to hear from you, Marvin. As always, you have a great 2023.
Thank you.
That's nice, isn't it? FKJ and Masego there, and Tadao. That's what I'm going to call it, Tadao. Thanks very much for that one, Melvin. That's a good choice. I hadn't heard that one before and enjoyed it very much. I also enjoy a group which I didn't really, for some reason, appreciate at the time, but I've learned to appreciate them a lot, and it's the Moody Blues. This is Driftwood.
Just like the words that wouldn't rhyme, lost in the desert of time. Time waits for no one at all. No, not even you. You thought you'd seen it all before. You really thought you knew. I don't remember what we said in the confusion that night. I only know what's on my mind. What's in the future? We will decide, guide. Time waits, you know. I'm not complaining. This
world we live in. Bunny and Malarkey, the devious firm, will take you to the cleaners, will let you burn, to help us breaking dishes in the kitchen. Thanks a lot. Behind the worst dishwasher this place ever got. They want to spoil our fun. In the meantime, you feed in my gun. Remember it got so cold, ice froze up the tank. We lit a fire beneath her, just so she would crash. The weather eye on the horizon, tap stone glass now and then. Got a case of old damnation for when you get here, my friend. We can have ourselves a party.
On from Moody Blues and Driftwood, that's Mark Knopfler. Can't mistake that guitar playing or the sound of his voice, can you? Cleaning My Gun was the name of the track. It came off of, in fact, his sixth studio album, and that was released in September of 2009 in Europe and same time in the United States as well on Reprise Records. The album was released in four formats, including a CD, a limited edition CD, DVD, a digipack and deluxe edition book set as well, and a double vinyl album, and they're coming back in fashion, aren't they? Get Lucky, the album, received generally favourable reviews and reached the top three positions on album charts in Denmark, Germany, Italy, in the Netherlands, Norway and Poland. It peaked at number 9 in the United Kingdom, and over in the United States it was at number 17. About time, I think, for the ladies, don't you? And I tell you what, I got this one for you. Lisa Stansfield. from up north in the United Kingdom. Together, wouldn't that be nice if we could all live together in peace and happiness, wasn't it? Lisa Stansfield there, off of the album Affection. Fantastic album, that. I remember playing that incessantly when I was over in Ibiza on a vacation. And don't forget, in around about, 15 past nine, about 20 minutes time, we're going to take our little trip to Pedro Mandinga. Yes, the rumbas. We're going to be doing our little segment for that a little bit later on. Also, what, where and when with Yasmin. And possibly, if there are any, we'll take a look at, who's been born in the world of music on this day. This is New Look. It's called Nap on the Bough.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent a Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Indeed it is, and great to be with you. The time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the timer right now, 10 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Tim, we're going to take a couple of pieces of music, and I think it's time to pop along, say it's 5 o'clock somewhere, to the Pedro Mendinga bars and see what's happening there, don't you? Also, Yasmin will be with us with a little bit of what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And we do have a couple of people in the world of music born on this day. Sandy, and it comes from Air Supply. We're 14 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and we're going right through till about 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. This is The Hollies, continuing on. Then we'll be taking our little salsa trip to the Pandinga Rumbas. This is called 4th of July, Ashley Park, in brackets, Sandy.
Hey! light, forcing the light to all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July.
And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore,
chasing all those silly New York virgins by the score.
You see, Air Supplies one was the big one, but this is the one that I grew up with, in actual fact, from the Hollies. It's not bad, is it? Right, time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 16 and a half minutes right now. That is after the hour of 9 o'clock. Now, if there's one thing we love, of course, it's a Friday, isn't it? Oh, especially when we've got a long weekend. Well, the weekend starts here, and no better way than a trip to the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. A cocktail, and yes, you've got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time. There we go, that's assigned the sound of Son Cubano, Theodel. Now don't forget, Panama's first artisanal rum is Pedro Mandinga, and they've got some great choices of rum, and it's the first rum in history, by the way, that's made by Raspadora, right from Raspadora. And they have a happy hour every... They have a happy hour every day from opening until 6 p.m. Go along and check them out. You've got Via Argentina and, of course, in Casco.
Para allá.
That's what it's called. Fire Boy. Fire Boy. Then do you recognise who's doing the singing there? Of course, it's Mark Anthony. Now, one thing to remember, that Pedro Mendinga, this sort of really special rum, so many choices, great selection of rums. If you want to see how they're made, it's easy, because Pedro Mendinga offers a distillery tour. This is on Fridays and Saturdays. And if you're interested in that, visit, just get in touch with laranadorada.com/tour. laranadorada.com/tour. You can make a booking. And also in Vera, Argentina, once a month, they've got live music. And that's going to be great. Nice and live salsa music, no doubt. And you can also celebrate your birthday in Pedro Mendinga. They customise your experience. What you could do is direct message them on their Instagram account, which is at Pedro Mendinga. Got that? At Pedro Mendinga. Now, my next track. This might surprise you a little bit. Yes. Fragilidad. Great song, you'll like it. Fragilidad, featuring, yes, it is actually featuring Sting. Comes off of a great album called Rhythms del Mundo, Cuba. And don't forget, do pop along. I tell you what, they're having a good time at Pedro Mendinga in Casco. You should have seen the amount of tourists there over the last weekend. I had to go there a few times. It was teeming with tourists, which is so good. It's so good to see them. And if you're listening to us this morning and you're visiting us here in Panama, thanks for coming. And do pop along to Pedro Mendinga. They've got one there in Casco and also in Villa Argentina. And by the way, if you're a barman, you want a mixology class, how to make Pedro Mandinga cocktails, well, you can save your spot or have your private class reserved at laranadorada.com/collection/tour/products/classes/mixology, or just do a search. That's what I would do if I were you. Pedro Mandinga, the Rumbas, Via Argentina, and in Casco. Go along, have a great time. But if you're going to Casco, you should be taking an Uber anyway, because don't take a car. It's impossible to park it. And if you are going to drink and you are having your car there, do drink responsibly. Very important. It's one of the things they stress there at Pedro Mandinga. Be safe. All right. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're just coming down to 26 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. After this, from Joy Crooks, we're going to check with what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. So that's all still to come. So many exciting things here on the Breakfast
Bang
Show.
Bang the noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Miguel Athens, lovers walk or can roll. When you're blinded by light, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the Backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
Joy Crooks, as you know, one of my favourites. London Mine, referring to quite a few of the places I used to hang around as well. Right, we're 9:30 the hour of 9 o'clock, and it's time to say a very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning again.
Yes, hello again.
Happy Friday.
It is. It's always, and it's a long weekend again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
That's it. So we've got a short week again next week.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how I'm going to cope the week after when I've got to do 5 days.
Yeah, that's
crazy. How was your eat there yesterday?
Oh, yesterday, remember, you couldn't go. mm-hmm. to the opening of a new exhibition at the Mio Museo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, of course, there was the U.S. Embassy.
Oh, good.
The new ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend Igor was there, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so, yeah, we had a great time. Just that it was outdoors, so it was very sunny and we were very, very hot. But let me tell you a little bit about the exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Amador, Ayer y Hoy. And it includes a series of 48 panels that are installed along 3.5 kilometers of the Amador Causeway.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you can go walking or in your bicycle, you know,
mm-hmm.
and stop at each panel.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have photograph and, of course, the description of mm-hmm. the history of that photograph. So that's very, very interesting.
And Lala finds it very interesting as well.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she's... morning, Lala.
Good Hola. Morning, Lala.
Hola. I'll put her in the oven in a minute. She'll be all right.
So, yeah, that's a very interesting exhibition. Of course, everybody can go at any hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's better in the afternoon, you know, after the sun is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy this exhibition.
That's quite something. So they've got these all the way down the causeway, haven't they?
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was very good. So, okay, let me tell you about the events that are coming this weekend.
Okay.
For example, today you cannot miss the concert at Parque Omar. It's going to be a great concert from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're going to have also different activities for kids and family.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have Red de Orquestas y Coros Juveniles de Panamá today from 2 to 7 p.m. So you cannot miss that. It's going to be free, of course. Celebrating Día de Reyes today.
Should we do this day's music?
Okay.
And I'm going to move Lala. And Rosanna's coming. She says, love the parrot. Summerbirds. Mary Lou's just coming. She says, hola, Lala. I think she's going to have to... Look. We just got this from Rosanna. A gift with a parrot. Get ready. She can be a squawker, can Lala? Yeah.
Okay, let's do the first one. Okay. Born the same music.
Mm-hmm.
Doris Troy. She was born in 1937.
Uh-huh.
American singer. She was a session singer with Dionne Warwick. Sang on Pink Floyd's and Dark Side of the Moon.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. And released an album on the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Level. She had the 1964 UK number 37 single with Whatcha Gonna Do About It.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1963 US number 10 hit Just One Look.
And that's the one we're gonna play.
Okay.
Lala, keep quiet.
Oh,
There we go. Just One Look. And that was Doris Troy, because, as you mentioned, she was the one who brought that out originally, back in 1963. But the version that I remember that was a big hit in the UK was the version by the Hollies.
Mm-hmm,
and we played something by them a little bit earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was their version that I remember as a kid.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yes, I was around then. And got a lot of reaction. Ashley says the parrot sounds wild. She is. And our friends up there, Rowena and Phil up there in the States, says, good morning, Jerry and Yasmin. Lala is back with you. Well, in natural fact, she never left.
Mm-hmm.
How's she doing? Well, she's undergoing therapy. All right. Because she made a flying attack on the good lady, and it was a little bit worrying, but we've decided to be a little bit sort of careful what we do for the time being, and we're going to go and see our vet Paquita. We were going to go the other weekend, but she'd moved, and make sure that her wings are properly clipped. And, you know, it's one of these things, isn't it? Yes, you know, even if you've got a naughty child,
mm-hmm.
You still love it, don't you?
Of course.
You know, and that's basically where we just couldn't bring ourselves to to let her go, and not knowing what she would be going to, really,
mm-hmm.
Would have been a bit sort of upsetting for us. So we are, we're going to have her in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We can sort of tape her beak up, I suppose. No, we're certainly not cruel. But she's part of the family, so you can't, you have to find don't just sort of get rid of, this is the thing with pets as well. You've got a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're going to keep battling on.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So Lala is here to stay.
Good decision.
Mm. And then when we go on vacation, Yasmin's going to look after her. Aren't you, Yasmin? That's the problem when we go on vacation. I don't want that parrot. You know, not on your We call it the flying assassin, by the way. So anyway, what's next, Yas?
Okay, tomorrow at Frank's Place, you're going to have live music. As every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the band's name is Why Not.
Okay.
It's going to be from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
This is at Frank's Place at Costa del Este.
Uh-huh.
So you can go there and enjoy the food and the great music. Also, this weekend, starting tomorrow, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to ETESA and Alcaldía de Panamá,
mm-hmm.
they're going to receive the Christmas tree, the natural Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
Not plastic mm-hmm. ones.
Right.
And they will be crushed, and you can take the crushed material to fertilize your garden.
Oh, wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm, exactly, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go tomorrow from 11 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and on Sunday to ETESA at Tumba Muerto.
Okay.
This is next to the Banco Nacional.
Mm-hmm.
And bring your Christmas tree.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yes.
They put them through one of those mashers. It's great fun watching those machines, really. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah? I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Soon get rid of somebody in one of those.
Hmm.
You just sort of put them like in a spout. It's like a big spout.
Uh-huh.
You push the tree in,
uh-huh.
and it just shoots out the other end all in little pieces.
Ah,
you can put on your plant pots or on your garden or whatever.
Oh, great idea, yes.
Keep your fingers away from it, though.
Oh, yes. Also.
Okay.
Also, this weekend, it's coming Martyrs' Day.
Mm-hmm.
The museums, for example, Museo del Canal and Mac Museum, they're going to have different activities.
So mm-hmm.
please go to their Instagram accounts, because they have different activities
mm-hmm.
about this topic and more. They have different workshops,
mm-hmm.
painting workshops, and conferences, documentary. So please go there and see what you can do. Some of them are free,
mm-hmm.
and you can enjoy this weekend and on Monday also. That is a free day.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. And also from the American Society, as every year, they have their lasagna party
mm-hmm.
at Charles Garcia's house.
Oh, yeah.
In El Valle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make your reservations starting today. It's going to be $30. This mm-hmm. is a donation for the American Society. And you can enjoy live music by John Carney.
Oh, great.
How cool is that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Super.
That's going to be awesome. So you can make your reservations at their website, amsoc.org.
Mm-hmm.
And go there, make your reservations. If you want to stay in a hotel also, it's important to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can enjoy this great event, Lasagna Party, with John Carney.
And I tell you what, you know who else they'll find there, don't you?
Who?
Ingrid.
Oh, yes, Ingrid.
And the cook.
Yeah. And Anita.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there too.
Yeah, so they are. So pop along.
Mm-hmm.
And have a great time. Yes, that's a great event they have, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me do the second Born This Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one of my favorites.
Ah, that's good. That is Van McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1944, singer and producer who had the 1975 US number one and UK number three single with The Hustle. He also produced Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I live and learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, but The Hustle, 1975, remember it well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, summer of 1975, when that came out, played it incessantly. It's The Hustle. That great memories of an English summer, that one. Van mm-hmm. McCoy and the Soul City Band.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. We play that quite a bit. I sneak it in when I can.
Yes.
Anything else, yes, in entertainment? Or
well, just to remind everybody, don't forget to get your tickets for the Panama Jazz Festival.
Mm, absolutely.
Next week.
Yep.
So, next week? Yeah, the 16th.
Yep.
The 16th, yeah. So that's all.
All right, yes. Well, look, you have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget we've got a long weekend.
Oh, yes.
Don't come in on Monday because I'll be asleep. All right?
Okay.
All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you,
and we'll all be back on Monday.
Tuesday, on Tuesday.
Yes, thank you, yes. Oh, dear, it's going to be a long day, isn't it? Here's Madonna. And this used to be my playground.
Thank you.
Sadly, she left us in 2022. That was Olivia Newton-John and Don't Stop Believing. And I said before that, it was Madonna and This Used to Be My Playground. Well, I'm going to leave my playground and go off and do something else for the rest of the day and enjoy a long weekend. And big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, because Christmas is still being celebrated and recognised in a lot of parts of the world at the moment, so we had some more interesting facts for the Christmas period. Big thanks go to Yasmin, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, for all her work and for what, where and when for today. And also for a couple of people born in music, one of my favourites as well, Van McCoy with The Hustle. So big thanks to Yasmin, and big thanks to the boys and girls. That we mustn't forget, first of all, let me say a big thank you to Neil, our co-producer over in the UK, but he won't be, because a week tomorrow, Saturday, he's going to be back here in Panama. So we'll drag him in one morning, if that's possible, because he doesn't normally get up very early. To chat with us on the radio, find out how things are in the UK. And let me see, big thanks to the boys and girls at Cooper Grant for keeping us up and running, especially to Isaac, who's always there for us and has been for so, so many years now, Isaac. Thank you so very much. And, well, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. Don't forget, you can keep in touch with us. You can chat with us on our WhatsApp, which is 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Always love to hear from you. And well, that's it. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. Got it right, yes. Oh, I'll be back on Tuesday of next week. So please enjoy your 3 days, your long week weekend. And remember, what do I want to be doing on Tuesday morning? I want to be talking to you. not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.